Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
I think he's already on the line. Good afternoon, Elder Sizwalo.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Fantastic. Great to have you. I can hear you loud and clear this side as well. We're continuing with our conversation from yesterday about the mark of the beast. And of course, we introduced the subject yesterday with a basic study of how to identify this beast. And I think you did quite eloquently on that, the beast that is spoken of in Bible prophecy and the weight of evidence that led to Protestant leaders to a firm conclusion of who or what institution had all the hallmarks and identifiers of the beast. And so we continue with the study of the mark of the beast and what the central issue in this entire conversation. So we're looking, my elder, at Revelation 13 and 14 for the main issue.
Yes.
For the main issue at the heart of this concept. And so what would you say is the issue?
The issue here that is associated with Mark of the Beast is the issue of worship. If you look at Revelation chapter 13 and 14, you find two powers that are all crying for the world to worship them. So you have the dragon, who is identified in Revelation 12 as Satan, calling the world to worship him. And he uses something. He even performs miracles so that the world can be deceived into worshiping the beast and receive and worship its image and then receive its mark. And in Revelation 14, we find also the God of heaven calling for people to worship him. Revelation 14:6 speaks about a call, a seven saying, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea and the fountains of water." The third angel also mentions that you should not worship the beast and his image, neither should you receive his mark. So the mark of the beast here is associated with a counterfeit worship system that Satan has instituted in order for him to receive worship. So the central issue here is really the issue of worship.
And you talk about the counterfeit worship. What is counterfeit worship and how was it established?
The counterfeit worship is a system that the Bible speaks about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It speaks about the Antichrist power, and it says it's the man of sin. It says here, verse 4, chapter 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 4, it says, "He opposeth and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." So what we see is that the Antichrist power is going to try and prove before the rest of the world that I am God. That's why I need to be worshipped. And the way it has tried to do that is, if you look at how God proves that he's God in the Bible, we go back to Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and we see God is God because he's the creator. He created man after his own image and likeness and breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That's Genesis 2, verse 7. And we find this beast doing the same thing. In Revelation 13, we find it making an image of the beast, like the same way that God made man in the beginning. We find it also giving life to the image of the beast, the same way that God breathed into the life into man. And then after the image of the beast has been given power and life, it now starts to speak and to force everybody to worship the beast. Same thing that happened in the beginning with Adam. God made him. He breathed into him the breath of life, and Adam started to speak calling people to worship the true God. So we find this counterfeiting of creation. We also find a similar counterfeit. We know God is God because of the plan of redemption, Jesus dying for our sins and things like that. This system is doing the same thing. We know Jesus' ministry was 3.5 literal years. This system is portrayed in the Bible as reigning for 3.5 prophetic years. Jesus received power from the God of heaven to rule and stayed on this earth. He was anointed as the Messiah. This power also receives authority and power from the dragon itself for it to rule. We see that the evidence that the Father had sent Jesus was performing miracles and wonders. that led many people to worship the God of heaven after Jesus worked those miracles. In Revelation 13, verse 12 to 15, we see the same thing being repeated. This beast power is working miracles and wonders and leading the world to worship the beast. So there are many parallels that I could enumerate, but it gives the idea.
Yeah.
The counterfeit, counterfeiting creation, counterfeiting redemption, and also even counterfeiting the work that Christ is doing in heaven. The Bible speaks against this power that is blaspheming the God of heaven, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. So there are several counterfeits here. So counterfeit of creation, counterfeit of redemption, and there's also a counterfeit of the seal of God. The Bible speaks about the mark and seal as the mark of the beast is actually the counterfeit of the seal of God, which I think we'll delve into more in more details as we continue with our discussion.
I must tell you this, you know, as you are talking, I am thinking, Norman, this is treason, actually. You know, it should really be treated as treason. Now, treason is completely unforgivable, you know, that you want to establish your own government, you know, on top of the government that is already ruling. It's actually quite a treasonous act if we were to look at it in the language of the earth. Now, you talk about this counterfeit literally from the beginning, and I wonder how has it held fast for so long, you know, if the real issue is actually quite clear in the Bible.
It's held on for so long because God's mercy, his long-suffering, he has been basically been able to restrain it, reaching its ultimate desire of forcing everybody to worship it and enforcing the mark of the beast on everyone. That is the reason why this system is still in place. And the long-suffering of God is salvation. God has allowed it so that many of his people may receive salvation. And it gets even worse. I mean, this system is portrayed as fighting the law of God. For example, the first commandment in the Ten Commandments says, you should not worship any god other than the God of heaven. This system has basically established a counterfeit worship system. It says, worship the dragon and the beast. The second commandment is against, do not worship any idol. What we see in Revelation 13 is an idol that is set up. It's called the image of the beast, and the whole world is called to worship it. And the third commandment is against blasphemy. And this beast, the name of the beast itself is blasphemy. And not only the name, but it starts blaspheming God. And also, so you first see that the first three commandments are under attack here. And so the fourth commandment, which is the seal of God, is also being counterfeited with the mark of the beast. So the mark here is not just isolated. It's after a series of parallels and counterfeits that have been consistent in different areas as well. So, yeah.
Man, but quite interesting. Now, how can one then, in light of what you've said, my elder, ensure that they're on the right side of the issue of worship?
It's very interesting that you're mentioning that, because the Bible does provide that solution. In Revelation 14, verse 6 and 7, the first angel is calling the whole world to fear God. Do not fear the beast, because what we see is that the beast is calling everybody to fear him. And it's instilling fear, and it's trying everything else, because it says, if you don't receive the mark of the beast, you will be killed. And that instills fear. So the first angel says, fear God and give glory to him and only worship him. Do not worship that beast. So the secret that will really save us from what is coming upon this earth is to know that the God of heaven is the one who is the creator. That we did not come through evolution. That God of heaven created us, and he created us as creatures of worship. And we'll only be happy and fulfilled once we worship him as the true God. There's only one true God in heaven. And we need to align our lives with him and find him, seek him while he can still be found, as he will reveal himself to us.
Yeah, no, I think this is hectic, man. You know, as I'm listening to you talking and continuing to describe these events and issues, and I'm thinking, ooh, it looks like there's big trouble coming ahead of us. So it's good that there are ways that we are found on the right side of the issue. My elder, I want to thank you so much, and I want to let you go. But before I do that, what are we going to be covering tomorrow?
We will continue this line of the Mark of the Beast and its connection with what is it? What is the Mark of the Beast? I think we are getting ready now to unpack it. What we've been doing is unpacking issues surrounding it, like the Mark of the Beast. So what is the beast? So why is the Mark of the Beast an issue? What are the issues connected with that? And that would be the worship that it's inseparable to this concept of the mark and also the issue of counterfeit. So tomorrow we'll be able to now unpack what is it, what is this mark, and it will give us more enlightening detail on that.
I see you are mentioning that the issue, the problem here, and the challenge we have is the mark of the beast. So looks like there's no issue with the beast itself.
There is. As we'll get into the mark of the beast itself, you'll see that this mark is a mark of loyalty and subservience to the beast. Whatever the beast says, you want to comply with it. So it's inseparable. That's why we needed to understand who the beast is and that it's an issue of worship and it's a long-term agenda that has been building up.
Well, beautiful to say, as the words coming out of the Old Testament, choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm reminded of those words as you are saying the central issue here is the issue of worship, and counterfeit worship has, as a result, been introduced into this issue. My elder, I want to thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Have a fantastic afternoon. I hope you are blessed.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.